right, closing out the week Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple things off of the pregame. Just want everybody to know that's in North Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia and all the other states affected by Hurricane Helene, that everything's fine. According to Mayorkas, the person who runs FEMA, everything's fine. You have everything you need. According to Joe Biden, quote, you have everything that you need. Just wanted everyone to know that. I know you can't hear me right now because you have no communications. Maybe all the volunteer workers that are up there working right now that actually do have communications because of Starlink and Elon Musk. Just so everybody up there, so you know, I know you're working 24 hours a day, flying illegal flights, doing things that FEMA tells you you can't do. And I'm glad you're doing all that. But just so you know, Biden says you have all that you need and that everybody there has all that they need. I mean, just want you to know that. So does Mayorkas. Says that you have all that you need, but they're out of money. So how could you have all that you need? And we, of course, are keep finding out. I hope that people aren't getting bored with the Helene coverage. Here we are, Helene day 9. A lot of people are calling it day 8. A lot of people are calling it 1 week after. They're missing it. You're missing it. It's not 1 week after. I'm telling you, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, day 9. The storm hit some of those areas on Thursday, 9 days ago. So FEMA still has no substantive presence there. And like I said, I hope that people aren't getting bored with this, but we just have to chronicle it every day. We really do have to. If anybody who wants to, you know, do a news podcast, wants to be a journalist in any way, shape, or form, wants to put the news out there, wants to be honest, you have to be covering Helene every day because it is one of the most blatant examples of government mal and misfeasance that we have ever seen. It is maybe the greatest failed government response ever. And of course, it's all Democrats. Listen, I'm no fan of George W. Bush and, you know, the Katrina stuff. But what happened to New Orleans was all because of Democratic Party politicians, every last one of them, who refused to. The levee was built in World War II, and they refused to spend the money on that. Like right now, the money is not being spent on FEMA. It's supposed to be emergency management agency, federal emergency management agency. It's being spent on facilitating illegal rapists and murderers into our country, 30,000 of which Joe Biden has allowed in 3 years, 10,000 per year. And just like back with Katrina, they were supposed to be building up the levees, which were built in World War II, folks. I mean, like World War II. And Democratic Party politicians, instead of putting the money where it should have been, I mean, if you're having a levee that's holding back billions of tons of water, you might want to build up the levees. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
I mean, you might want to build it up because if it gets a hole in it, your city's underwater. Yeah. I mean, that might be priority one over pronouns.
Yeah.
It might be priority one over lopping off penises and testicles and breasts at 14-year-olds, right? That might want to be priority one over gay marriage and slaughtering the unborn, right? Because if you don't have a good levee there, when your city was built underwater, I mean, under sea level, basically underwater, you might want to have a really good levee system and not be relying on one that was built in 1941, right? You might want to have that, but of course, Democratic Party politicians didn't do that. They didn't get all of the buses in place to evacuate people. They just left them sitting there because of the idiotic, stupid, moronic, idiotic leadership that was the mayor of New Orleans at the time. And you're like, Tom, you're mean for a pastor. Listen, if you're a moron, you're a moron. It's good for somebody to tell you. Like Liz Cheney in the pregame. Liz Cheney, you're a moron. And there's more on that in the postgame. We have her refuting herself. Play the same video and then her refuting herself. I just wonder, Liz Cheney says that if you vote for Kamala Harris, it's a vote to unite the nation. How exactly? I would love for her to illustrate on giving us a step-by-step outline of how Kamala Harris is going to unite the nation when she has never received one vote yet for president. She stole this nomination from Joe Biden, who, by the way, still wants to be the Democratic Party nominee. She stole that nomination through backroom deals. How is she going to unite the nation when she has caused all of the problems of this nation, including the problems that we're seeing right now in Appalachia? So whenever I say Appalachia, just so everybody knows, because I don't want to keep having to say Georgia, Tennessee, in North Carolina over and over again. So the problem, and also it's not just them, it's the whole Appalachian region, which also includes parts of Virginia and even parts of Alabama. If you would have followed, if you followed the path of the storm, thing was huge, and it was a Cat 1 in Atlanta. So how exactly is Kamala Harris going to unite the nation? I just wonder, how is it? She says she'll inspire the nation, especially girls. So she's already starting to talk like a leftard, as if sex matters when it comes to policy. It has nothing to do with it at all. But anyway, so, you know, Liz Cheney used to be, I mean, she says that she's pro-life, and now she's voting for a woman that will slaughter the unborn even after birth. And you're like, no, they always say that's a fallacy. Just like they always say, nobody gets a late-term abortion. There's tens of thousands of late-term abortions all the time. And they always say that never happens. We don't even need to discuss women having abortions at 7 months. It happens all the time. It happens so often that partial birth abortion had to be legislated out of place until demonic monsters like Tim Walz put it back in place. And Tim Walz puts it, so it's not even partial birth abortion, it's post-birth abortion in Minnesota, where if a baby survives abortion, you don't even have to provide medical care to the baby. Just let it die on a stainless steel slab. How is Liz Cheney now believe in that? How does Liz Cheney now believe in communism, socialism, huge government, and open borders? How is that a weak military? I thought she was conservative. But allegedly, Donald Trump is more of a threat than all that opposes your own ideology? Think about that. What Liz Cheney is saying is that Donald Trump, who she on paper agrees with 90% of the time, is more of a threat to the country than the person who opposes almost 100% of her ideology. I thought the purpose of having an ideology was that you believe in these ideals, and those that oppose those ideals are a great threat to that which you apply your ideals to. So we're also finding out that $1 billion, that this is what's been revealed so far, $1 billion that was supposed to go into Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, went to illegal aliens. $1 billion. This is what Alejandro Mayorkas said. Now, it's interesting because FEMA is alleged to be a $20 billion agency, and 1/20th of all of their allotment of money was spent on illegal aliens. How is that a federal emergency management agency issue? And also Alejandro Mayorkas, which I could not let this pass, talks about the various scenarios that FEMA would respond to. And one of them that he named was fires. He named hurricanes. He named like earthquakes or things like that. And then he said heat. Let's find out, because he's pimping the climate change narrative, which climate change has nothing to do with Helene at all. We've had way worse storms since I've lived in Florida. Way worse storms than this. Way worse. As far as how, I mean, this one did a lot of damage because it survived longer on the continental United States. Usually, they pretty much start dispersing once they hit Florida. This one didn't. It's got nothing to do with climate change. There's nothing, absolutely zero to do with that. Just happened to be a huge rain-making storm that was a Cat 1 when it was parallel to Atlanta. That never happens. It's nothing to do. I would love, again, give me a detailed 1, 2, 3 outline of how climate change caused Hurricane Helene. But he says that FEMA responds to heat. Show me that response. I would love to see a FEMA heat response. Where do they respond to heat? And at what level do they respond when it's heat? Of course, he's just pushing a narrative, of course, because Alejandro Mayorkas is after every last bit of your life that little demonic minion can control. And one of those tactics of control is to leverage everybody into a one world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them. And one of those tactics to leverage you into that one world commerce system is to pimp climate change, getting everybody to live off an electric grid they control and can turn off whenever they want. All right, so let's get on to this. Let's get on to Helene. And again, I'm sorry that we're doing this night after night. I say that I'm sorry, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sorry. You got to do it. We got to cover it. And again, I challenge everybody, and you can send them to me. You can send them to me on Twitter. You can send them to Aaron on Twitter. Aaron will forward it to me. You can send us a link right here in the chat, and I'll play it. I'll play it right now. Send me one person that has said one positive thing. All I'm asking for, one person who has said one positive thing about FEMA's response to Appalachia. Tell me, I'll play it. I promise you right now, Aaron, you heard it, right?
Yep.
I'll play it. I will play it. Send me one person who has said one, maybe you're a leftard and you're watching right now, 735 people that I can see that are watching. We are also international TV right now on the Christian Television Network. Monday through Friday, we are local, and then Friday, we are international and local. So you can send it to me. You can get right on the Rumble. Go to the right there on the bottom, Tom Lipley Podcast, and you can send it. Send it in there and send them a link, and I'll play it right now. There you go. All right, Elon Musk tweet. Launch it right here. Just that's where we are, right? Elon Musk tweet. There you go. Elon Musk tweet. Just received this note from SpaceX. Engineer helping on the ground in North Carolina. FEMA is not merely failing. Now, everybody notice the date. Aaron, it is 10-4, right?
Yes.
Okay, it is 10-4. I'll make sure because I get loose track. FEMA is not merely failing to adequately help people in trouble, but is actively blocking citizens who try to help. Again, you're like, Tom, you already went over this last night. Okay, just so you know, day 8, that's what they were doing. When they finally showed up 2 days ago, 1 week after the storm, that's how long it takes somebody to drive to the bottom of Asheville, North Carolina. I've driven to Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
It takes you 7 days to get to Asheville, North Carolina. You could have driven any car, maybe even gotten your electric car there in less than 10 hours. If you had an electric car charging station that the Biden administration didn't build using $8 billion. Hey, Elon, update here on site of Asheville, North Carolina. We have powered up two large operating bases for choppers to deliver goods into hands. We've deployed 300 plus Starlinks and outpour is it has saved many lives. The big issue FEMA is actively blocking. So Elon Musk has deployed 300 Starlink kits with no pay, zero pay, and allowing everybody to sign up for nothing, right? So Elon's done that. What does Joe Biden do? What's Kamala Harris done? Let's just forget about Joe Biden because Joe Biden doesn't even know that Helene hit. He has no idea. You're like, Tom, no, he flew over yesterday. I'm telling you, he has no idea. They just flew him over, gave him his laminated script, and he read off it, just like they do Kamala Harris because she's actually stupider naturally. He has obviously brain issues. She is just galactically stupid coupled with ignorance. The big issue is FEMA is actively blocking shipments. Why would they do that? Unless they want to hurt people. I don't know what else to say. Aaron, do you?
No.
What else is there to say? Why would you be blocking shipments? Are you after the lithium? Is that what it is? Somebody needs to explain to me why it is that the federal government is blocking shipments. Why would you do that? What would be the point of that? Go, Aaron.
I was going to say maybe their excuse would be, oh, well, you're getting in the way and we need to stop that. But like you said last night, they're not doing anything.
Yeah, there's nobody there to get in the way of.
If they were doing something, then that would make sense, but they're not.
If there was an armada, Aaron's exactly correct. If there was an armada of trucks, an armada of bulldozers, an armada of helicopters, if the 82nd Airborne had come in and basically made it a giant crime scene with hundreds of helicopters and thousands of troops, and they're like, this is our scene, we're going to take over, fine. Nobody's there. So why would you block it? Okay, FEMA's doing nothing. So why are you blocking people who are doing something? So now you're getting it to the place where FEMA's doing nothing and they're trying to make everybody do what they're doing, which is nothing. So the amount of work that's being done by heavy lifters like Corey Mills, like Glenn Beck, all the Elon Musk, like Donald Trump delivered hundreds of thousands of more goods there today. And was there today. Where's Kamala Harris? Where's she at? She's in Michigan at a rally with 260 people there with Liz Cheney. That's where she's at. Where's the federal government? So the federal government is there solely to stop private citizens from offering aid to other private citizens. Not so that the federal government, can offer aid to private citizens, just so the entire thing is stopped. Why would they be stopping it when you're not there? I get it if you're like, you know what, we need to take over because we have all of this infrastructure in place. There's nobody there. I'll show you. It just goes deeper and deeper. And you're like, Tom, we already went over this last night. That was day 8. Now it's day 9 and nothing has changed. A whole another 24 hours has passed and there's not one single more FEMA person there. Not one. Statistically speaking, the big issue is FEMA is actively blocking shipments and seizing goods. Not only are they blocking it, Not only are they stopping all the efforts, they're seizing the goods from the efforts so that nobody can actually conduct the efforts. And goods and services, they're seizing goods and services locally and locking them away to state they are their own. And that's not a great, Elon must have been in a hurry when he wrote this. It is very, no, he actually received this from somebody else. It's very real and scary how much they have taken control to stop people helping. We are blocked now on the shipments of Starlinks coming in until we get an escort from the fire department, but they may not be enough. What? But that may not be enough, Gorin.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think he was saying that they're acting like it's their goods. Like FEMA is seizing it and saying that it's FEMA's goods.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We can't read FEMA's mind, but I'm just saying the whole thing is that if they did seize them, you would hope that they were seized, which would still be ridiculous, but you'd hope that they would be seizing them and putting them on their own helicopters. But whoops, there are no helicopters. Oh, wait, they'll put them on their own trucks. Whoops, there are no trucks. Wait, they'll put them on their own mules. Whoops, there are no mules. There's nobody. There's nobody from FEMA, so they're seizing them and putting them in storage sites to do nothing, to do absolutely nothing. Just like, remember the hurricane that went through Puerto Rico and FEMA responded there? And they put all the stuff in storage facilities and it was sitting there 6 months later and nobody ever got access to it? And a lot of it rotted away? And a lot of it was sold on the black market? Here we are again. This is our government. Why would anybody ever listen to these idiots? And I'm not talking about local laws and I'm not talking about murder and theft and all that. It's got nothing to do. These are the murderers and the thieves. Look at them. They're causing the deaths of people on purpose. It's culpable negligence. Why would you be stopping? Tommy went over this last night. That was day 8. Today's day 9, and nothing has changed. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's Elon Musk going back and forth with Booty Juice. It's real. Booty Juice. No one is shutting down the airspace. We just said they are. They are shutting down the airspace. Pete Buttigieg, not just for Biden's arrival yesterday, which you're talking about shutting down. Wouldn't you, as a president, be caring? If it was you and you were responding to Appalachian, all these people are dead, babies are dead, grandparents are dead, moms and dads are dead, lots of people are dead. People are estimating this to reach into the hundreds of deaths. You don't want to listen to every rumor, but there's lots of calls for body bags, but I hear that rumor every time, so I don't want to listen to it. But if you were Biden yesterday and you're like, well, wait, by me flying in and doing a flyover, is that going to cause all these rescue missions to stop and all the drones to come out of the sky? Yes. Okay, you know what? I'm going to park. Fly me down to, let's say, somewhere in South Carolina, and I'm just going to drive up there and I'll meet with everybody. And then you don't have to fly over and stop rescue efforts. But instead, Biden decides he's going to shut down rescue efforts for 4, 5, 6 hours. Imagine if you were dying of thirst and somebody tells you, or you know what? You're about to drop dead because you haven't had insulin. You're about to drop dead because all your insulin rotted away because you can't get ice. And here comes Joey Biden in Air Force One, where he's basically living in the Ritz-Carlton in the air and flies over. I mean, this is the country that we live in, that Joe Biden would rather be comfortable than people live. Kamala Harris would rather be comfortable than people living. She would rather have people die than have any measure of discomfort in her life as a bourgeois, globalist, leftist, elitist. So here's Booty Juice actually confronts Elon Musk on Twitter. No one is shutting down the airspace, and FAA doesn't block legitimate rescue. Oh, wait a minute. Legitimate rescue and recovery efforts. Oh, this is the same thing they do with legitimate media. Unless you agree with them, you're not legitimate media, so you're not allowed in interview spaces. That's what they always do. Legitimate rescue, which has to be FEMA, but FEMA has no apparatuses on the ground to conduct rescue missions. Unless you're legitimate, which would be FEMA, which has no vehicles anywhere to rescue anybody. So you know what? Maybe you'll be able to do a legitimate rescue mission using a FEMA helicopter 14 days from now when they finally get there. And again, why hasn't the 82nd Airborne been deployed? We deploy them all over the world to help other people. Why are they not deployed in the United States? 4 hours from their base. Some people say 2 hours from the base. Why? Why? It's almost as if they want these people to die. I've seen it on the chat talking about BlackRock's ownership of lithium rights in the area. I get it. I used to 5 years ago, I shrugged that off. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not watching Joe Biden put out a fiat of eviction moratorium, and so that all of the middle class to upper middle class landlords are run out of business because they can't evict people, and then BlackRock's right there to scoop up the properties they default on the mortgages on. There's the guy who's worth $250,000 that he owns a couple houses, and he rents them out. And Joe Biden puts out an eviction moratorium during COVID because of this existential threat to all of our lives. Nobody can leave their house, even though you catch COVID in your own house. So he puts out an eviction moratorium so nobody can evict any of these lazy slugs that refuse to work. Well, you know what? If you're somebody who's a middle-class landlord, you're making the mortgage payments based on the rent that you're getting on those houses. Well, BlackRock doesn't have to worry about that, so all these guys end up having their houses repossessed. And guess who repossesses them? BlackRock, who owns the banks. And it's very strange that BlackRock has a substantive financial interest in the exact area that this storm rampaged. Weird. Weird how it always seems to work out for BlackRock. Hmm. Weird. A major Democratic Party contributor. So Buttigieg says that this isn't happening. Okay, so again, we're supposed to see what we're seeing. We're supposed to ignore what we're looking at. I'm just going to pretend that I'm not looking at a camera right now. It's not there, guys. Not there. Aaron's not there. We're all just going to act like it's not there. That's what everybody's called to do now. Act like something is there that's not, or act like something isn't there that is.
Yeah.
That's what we're all supposed to do now. Let's all pretend like COVID is an existential threat to your life. Even though it's 99.997% survival post-infection, with absolutely no adverse consequences for the rest of your life. But let's all pretend it's the second coming of the bubonic plague with a 75% death rate. Let's all do that. Let's all do that. And all the Christians participated in it. Many conservatives, I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. I'm talking about worldwide. All the Christians participated in a lie. In Revelation 21:8 says, all liars will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, but will have their place in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And you're going to participate in a giant demonic lie? That is a precursor for the mark of the beast. So Elon fires back. Buttigieg says, deny everything you're seeing. Deny reality. You must join in my own delusions. Because Pete likes to pretend like he can nurse his own kids too. Out of his man nipple. That's what Petey likes to do. Petey goes on pregnancy leave with his husband, and not one of those people. You know the purpose of pregnancy leaves? You know the purpose of that family leave? What, you know what the purpose is? Your wife had to push out a kid, so she's going to need a while because a lot of times they have to get stitched up, fixed up, and need rest. So the husband goes home for a week or two and helps his wife take care of the baby. Buttigieg and his whisker-on-whisker crime husband, neither one of them pushed out a baby, but yet he takes family leave for 6 weeks. 6 weeks Pete Buttigieg is off to take care of his baby, to help his wife, man wife. And neither one of them pushed out that kid. I know, I'm digressing. So Pete tells us to deny everything that we're seeing, to absolutely deny reality. The reality is airspace was shut down before and after Biden coming. Pete Buttigieg made all of the drones land before this. Of course, people hopefully are just ignoring this idiot whose expertise as our transportation secretary is being the mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana, which has the worst roads in the nation. So the man who actually legislated the worst roads in the nation is now our transportation secretary, because that's how Washington, D.C. works. If you suck at your job, you're going to be promoted in it. If you absolutely suck at your job, you will climb the ladder in a hurry. So Elon Musk responds to Buttigieg. There are hundreds of reports of FEMA FAA blocking flights. This literally just happened. Deny what you are seeing. Live in denial. Deny exactly what is right before your very eyes. Deny reality. I will follow you, says Elon Musk. Aaron, if you go to Twitter, see if you can find Elon's, how many people follow him for me.
Yep. Hang on.
Last I saw, it's like 197 million or something like that. So the you know, Elon Musk tells you, I'll follow you. Please direct message me.
200.1 million.
201 million yeah. people follow Elon Musk. So this guy's telling you, you know what? I'm going to follow you. A guy with 201 million followers is now going to follow you. Hey, Elon, follow me. I'd love for you to follow me. Please direct message me the number to call. Still waiting, says Elon Musk. The helicopter is trying to land to deliver critical supplies. What's the number to call? Booty Juice doesn't call him anymore. That's the federal government. They sit there and they bold-faced, demonically lie and tell you to deny what your eyes are seeing, to deny reality. They just put it out in the wind and then refuse to communicate after the lie. That's Kamala Harris's entire presidential campaign. Lie and then refuse to communicate. That's what they do every time. Oh, yeah, thank you. Aaron, put it up. Yeah, there you go. That's what he had to take 6 weeks of family medical leave for. Those two. Man, whisker on whisker crime. And they didn't create the babies unless they did in a petri dish.
You see their fake, like, hospital wristbands? Like, they were the ones
oh, my gosh.
I just
Aaron, why
that.
Did you... You know you're going to make my head explode.
I know. I'm sorry.
Can somebody explain that to me? Aaron, put yourself on. Help me.
Yeah.
Explain that to me. I need
I
to understand.
I can't do
explain
it.
Explain it, Aaron.
I can't do it. I
can,
can't.
You, can Naz explain it? Maybe Naz is pregnant.
Can you
she explain? Naz, can you explain? Naz, can you explain it? Can any somebody explain it to me, please?
I'll just put this back
I just
up.
Need to know. I need to know why it is they have hospital bands on. And we're all going to play pretend. We're all going to pretend. We're all going to play pretend like we did when we were four. Let's pretend we're hospital patients that we're recovering from labor. Which one of the anuses was it pushed out of? Ew. I mean, I'm just curious. Which anus pushed it out? How about penis hole? Which penis hole was it pushed out of? I love that. Listen, I'm keeping my promise. I said I wouldn't say that from the pulpit anymore. Not the podcast.
True.
Penis hole is still allowed in the podcast, just not the pulpit. All right, let's go to the next one. I'm just going to stay on this thing all night. I'm already at 9:33, and I haven't got off Helene yet, and I keep saying day 8, day 9, and much more. I do have much more. I have much more to get to outside of Helene. It's tough. Nick Shorter tweet, this should shock absolutely nobody. FEMA is actively hindering relief efforts. Where are you at, Pete Booty Juice? You said they weren't. Booty Juice, you said they weren't. You confronted Elon in front of millions, even maybe hundreds of millions of people on Twitter and said that it wasn't happening. And now another person just came in and said it was. FEMA is actively hindering relief efforts. Moreover, they're claiming the Starlinks that I've personally delivered as ones they've delivered. There you go, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron was right. I was saying that they were trying to put them into storage and then just let them rot. Aaron's saying no, that what they want is credit for deliveries they never made. Credit for resources they never delivered. They're just running PR for the regime and lying the entire way. All right, let's go to the next one. George tweet. Here it is. I'm sorry. Well, it isn't George. It's CGA Carf tweet. We had 5 teams to Asheville today. Well, there you go. I'm sure the federal government was there to help. The private plane delivering baby items to a remote pregnancy center was told if they unload, all goods would be confiscated by FEMA. Okay. Again, if FEMA had a flight there, and it would be wrong for them to confiscate it no matter what. There's no way to make this reasonable, but let's make it less stupid. If FEMA was pulling them off of your flight and saying, you know what? It's our operation. We're pulling them off of your flight, and here's the plane we're putting them on right here. They don't have the plane. They're just pulling them off the flight and confiscating them and putting them in storage. So nobody gets it. Day 9. Day 9. Tomorrow's day 10, folks, and FEMA's still not there. Day 10, tomorrow. They're not there. They're not going to arrive tonight. They have like one truck there. That's it. There's nobody there. And the only people that are there are bureaucrats that are trying to confiscate goods that private citizens like Donald Trump are bringing in. I don't know. I just don't even know how to communicate it any better. I just don't. I wish there was. But don't worry. Here we go. Kay Fenton video. Saw this in the pregame. Imagine losing everything in the hurricane. And after learning Kamala Harris is only offering you $750 and FEMA is broke, you hear Joe Biden say they're getting everything they need. You know what? I say this when I'm preaching all the time. You know what everything means? Aaron, what does everything mean?
Everything.
There you go. So they're getting everything they need? Really? The people that are dying of thirst are getting everything they need? People dying from insulin shock are getting all they need? Really? They are? The people whose insulin is rotted because they're up in a mountain, folks. There ain't no way to get down outside if you can sprout wings and fly. So may have seen the video. This awesome guy, it's called Mule Packers of North Carolina. He has trained like 25 mules. He's hauling ice up the mountain. You'll see it in the post game. What's Joe Biden doing? Nothing. And actually, not only is Joe Biden, it's just like the vaccine. Not only does the vaccine not do what it says it's going to do, it actually causes grievous harm and death. Joe Biden not only is doing nothing, just like the vaccine, he's causing grievous harm and death while claiming that they have all they need, just like the vaccine says, right? Play for me, Naz.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Hey, guys, just do me a favor and leave the audio on. Play that again for me. I'm just going to yell over it.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Where's it going to get? The storm.
Okay. What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need?
People in the storm zone. The storm zone, Joe.
The storm zone.
The storm zone.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about.
Which storm are you talking about? What storm? What other competing storm is there? I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. What is he talking about? You can bring it back to me. I'm wondering what storm you're talking. Name the other one. Where is it? Aaron, help me. Help me tonight. I'm so frustrated.
I know.
Help me. Somebody, help me. What other storm is he talking about? And your response is, hey, Joe, is everybody in the storm area getting all they need? And your response is, ah. That's his response. Ah. That's what you can give us? And the guy keeps having to repeat it. Oh, the storm. I didn't know what storm you're talking about. Okay, Joe, we have Helene and no other storm. What storm are you talking about, you stupid idiot? I'm so sick of these people. I am so sick of them. Glenn Beck video. Corey Mills, Florida, and I, Glenn Beck, with the only FEMA crew we could find. Anybody ever been to Asheville? You guys been to Asheville?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Asheville's big. Yeah. Big city. I mean, it's a big, small city.
Yeah.
A lot of people live there. This is the only FEMA truck anybody could find in all of Asheville, which I would guesstimate has between 150 and 200,000 people living in it, probably way more than that in the general area, but Asheville proper, 150,000 people. And this is the only FEMA crew they could find in all of Asheville. Here's Glenn Beck and Corey Mills. Play for me.
Well, they have to move
out. They're moving chairs.
FEMA truck.
Okay.
This is the first one you've seen, right?
In Asheville.
Hey, guys. Good, how are you?
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm Glenn, and this is Congressman
Mills. Congressman Mills, how you doing?
We're just wondering what you guys are up to.
So they brought this in today, which gives us connectivity, connectivity, so we can do a lot more than we've been doing.
Okay.
Because all of our equipment works now. So they're registering, they're telling them over there, we're over here. I think tomorrow they're moving us over there somewhere more, but not exactly.
And what are you doing?
Actually registering people for FEMA assistance.
Okay, so this is the check thing?
Getting them in the system. Okay. Not just a check thing, housing, checking generators.
Okay.
Housing.
Yeah, good. Good.
But we're basically getting them in the system.
And you guys got here today?
We've been here for 2 days. We got here yesterday. Yesterday we didn't have any connectivity, so we took 2,800 people, as near as we could count, coming through the food distribution line and through the gas station and handed them all flyers. We didn't have flyers to hand them. Our flyers weren't here, but they could take pictures of our flyer, which told them they could go online, they could make a phone call, they could use your app to go online, just to get them in the system. Also telling them they're going to be here eventually. There'll be a DRC located nearby at Disaster Recovery Center, and they go there for help. But the app is great. The app, they can go on. They can upload documents through the app, so they don't need us.
Can I ask a question? And not just talking. One of the biggest problems, though, is that most people don't have the ability, one, to even get on their phones to verify what is going on. How does people even know that this location exists?
So that would be the news media's job to tell everybody.
But they don't have power.
None of the news media. Well, I mean, I watch the news.
Well, no, the people who...
I love some of your comments. Tim L. T-Bart. Ooh, flyers. Yeah, that's what they offer. And you're like, well, wait a minute. They said that they gave out they registered 2,800 people at a distribution site. Not their distribution site. Private distribution site. They just went and parked their stupid truck next to a private distribution site for food and fuel. Not the one they set up. They have set up zero food, zero fuel, zero communications. They've been there for 2 days handing out flyers, and they didn't even have flyers. They were handing out flyers they didn't have. That's the federal government. Like, Tom, that makes no sense. That's your federal government. They're handing out flyers they don't have. The guy just said it. He goes, we don't even have flyers, but we were handing out flyers. And instead of handing out flyers, people were taking a picture of our flyer. So they could call the number. Call the number to what? You call the number, we need assistance. There's nobody there. You're like, no, Tom, they're at a distribution site. They just went and parasitically attached themselves to a private distribution site, probably claiming that they were doing it. They don't have any, they have no resources on hand. No food, no fuel, no water, no baby formula, no power. You just said it. We had no power for 2 days. Why are you there? Why are you there? You're there for 2 days handing out flyers and you have no power? What's the point? You're handing out flyers to give people information that they can't use because you're not there. What's the point of calling the number? I'd be like calling 911 when there is no fire department and there is no police department. You're like, Tom, you're all fired up. I know this insanity and this galactic stupidity drives me crazy. Aaron, you go.
You call 911 and then they send you an email with a flyer on it to volunteer to be 911. That's so
there
maybe
you go.
One day. Maybe
there you
one
go.
Day.
Unbelievable. That's the response so far. A SUV wannabe and a FEMA truck, a ambulance that's been converted into a FEMA truck. That's it. And a guy with folding chairs. That's the response. We have thousands of people missing. That's the now the federal government that takes somewhere between 20 and 50% of your pay, depending on who you are. That's their response, is a wannabe SUV and a converted ambulance driving up there. That's it. That's all you get out of your tax. 40% of your paycheck is gone. That's what you get if you're in trouble. That's what you get from the federal government. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. Pick of exclusive FEMA. Is that where I'm at?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to that one. Here it is. Exclusive FEMA whistleblowers detail waste of taxpayer funds and staff waiting inside hotels during the hurricane. So they sent them all. I would love to know which hotels. That'll come out. It'll all come out. How much you want to bet? It's like Ritz. How much you want to bet? It's something Hyatt. How much you want to bet? And here's Charlie Kirk's. This is actually a part of a Charlie Kirk tweet. And this is his article. New bombshell allegations from FEMA whistleblowers, people inside of FEMA, help explain why the federal government's response to Hurricane Helene has been so horrendous. Gates, Matt Gates of Florida, has confirmed that hundreds, if not thousands, of service members were deployed to North Carolina by the Department of Defense and have been sitting idle waiting for FEMA. You just leave this over. Okay, so the Department of Defense, which is about as equally as useless as FEMA at this point, under Lloyd Austin. So they actually deployed them prior to the storm. And now they've been sitting there. Let's put it up. Ready? Ready? 9 days sitting there at hotel rooms. And by the way, you and I get to pay for all that. So thousands of people in hotel rooms that you and I are paying for. That sounds like illegal migration. It sounds like DHS. Sounds just like our border, doesn't it? Department of Defense and have been sitting idle waiting for FEMA as Americans in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia are missing and dying. FEMA whistleblowers also tell Matt Gates that the department has wasted and misappropriated funds in the wake of Helene, which is exacerbating the emergency. So they keep misappropriating funds even in the midst of the Appalachian need. Matt Gates also confirms that FEMA funds that were supposed to be used for Americans surviving emergencies were instead used for NGOs, the Circle Bleep symbiote, to buy airline tickets for migrants. Oh, there you go. That's part of that billion dollars that was wasted out of FEMA. So instead of having money on hand to rescue Americans, Joe Biden was setting up flights. Kamala Harris was setting up flights as the borders are, using our Federal Emergency Management Agency money to book flights for Haitian migrants at $150,000 a flight, not a person, a flight, to the tune of 1.3 million people that they booked flights for, and then don't count them on their border totals. I have a whole section on the border. If we have time to get to it, I'm going to get to it. All right, go to the next one for me. It's so hard not to go down every tributary, but I'm not going to do it. Chief Nerd Video. Tim Kennedy on FEMA, they are directly interrupting our ability to conduct missions. Here he is on the ground. Play it for me.
Are they still not there anywhere? What are you seeing from FEMA in the federal response, if any?
I mean, they're present. They're in the way. They are directly interrupting our ability to conduct missions and operations.
Huh.
And I'm not going to disparage anybody, because we are trying to work within partner relationships, both government and non-government entities within state and federal and county. You know, I went to put a couple of people into a hotel last night, and they have a security guard at the hotel. And he said, "Oh, we're so sorry. The entire hotel has been booked for federal employees." And I was like, no, I have people that were just pulled out of a mountain that are living out in the hills, and there's not a place for me to put them because we have federal employees that are staying in the hotel. I slept in this white car last night. I smell like foot and death right now, as does every single person on our team. Not a single one of us slept. We got done maybe at 3 o'clock. The moment the sun was up and we could fly helicopters again, we were back in the air, and we have not stopped. And I was like on the fence about trying to get on this program or not. I want people to understand how incredible this organization is, Save Our Allies, and all the work that all of these volunteers are doing. But people, this is biblical level devastation.
Yep.
This is apocalyptic, the things that we see out there.
These are towns up in the mountains that are 10, 20, 40 miles away from any other town. And people on the ground like you need helicopters from the government, and they will not release them. I have heard that time and again. And the people who are delivering aid up in the mountains are now getting requests for body bags. Tim, we got to
run. Yeah, you are 100% correct. Oh, you're right about that. And there was a no-fly when the president flew in today. We had to land helicopters to not go rescue people so a photo op could take place. And that's a travesty, and that's unconscionable.
If people want to donate, is it saveourallies.com?
That's right. And if somebody is stuck somewhere, or you know somebody that's stuck, you can go to saveourallies.org, and you can click on there. Let us know. We have people going all over in the places that can't be reached. That's why we have special operations people working with partnerships to get into those areas. So go there, support that organization, and also let us know where to go.
Tim Kennedy, you are a great American. Thank you. And I know all of this devastated area thanks you, and Save Our Allies as well. We appreciate you being on the program and just taking a couple moments out of rescuing people to tell us the story. Thank you, Tim Kennedy.
Love you much, Tim Kennedy.
Thank you.
And I'm stealing this from Aaron. And Aaron, you can jump in if I'm missing anything, because I do really want you to jump in, because you made some great statements while we were watching that. So here you have Tim Kennedy, and this is a guy who was flying into Afghanistan. This is a former special forces operator flying into Afghanistan, rescuing Americans and Afghan allies, because Biden wouldn't do it. So people like Tim Kennedy, who could have been charged with any crime the DOJ decided to make up, risked everything and flies in to Afghanistan. Now he's on the ground in Appalachia, hasn't taken a shower in a week, sleeping in his SUV, a real SUV, not like the fake one, in his SUV last night, slept for maybe 2 hours. As soon as the sun gets up, back in the helicopter rescuing people, the people that he pulled, quote, out of a mountain, not off a mountain, out of a mountain. He flies them down, tries to book them into a hotel at his organization's expense. And he can't book them into a hotel because there's a bunch of federal employees there doing nothing. They're not rescuing. It would be like, would be one thing if they had the rooms there while they were working 24/7 like Tim Kennedy. But no, they're sitting in there waiting for FEMA. So now, again, let me put up my numbers. Here we are. 9 days booked in a hotel doing nothing. As a matter of fact, it's probably 10 days because they were there prior to the storm.
Yeah.
Doing nothing. Sitting there in air conditioning, taking a hot shower every day, eating out, getting per diem payments from you and me. You and I are paying for all that. For them to do absolutely nothing for 10 or 11 days, nothing. And then you have a special service, a special forces operator retired, doing all the work for them and getting paid nothing, risking his life, then getting paid nothing, trying to put rescuees in a hotel, but can't because it's full of federal employees doing nothing. And not only that, but here's one of the best quotes on that video. He was asked by the anchors, is FEMA there? He goes, yeah, they're present in the way. They're there, but the only thing they do is get in the way. They have no helicopters. They have no food. They have no personnel. They have no mountain climbers. They have no helicopters. They have no bulldozers. They have no road graders. They have nothing. They have no drones. They have nothing. All they do is tell everybody you can't fly. You can't fly your helicopters. You can't fly your drones. And any sort of physical relief supplies, they're trying to confiscate and claim for their own. That's the federal government. It is that evil. It is that evil. That is exactly what's happening from every witness on the ground. All right, Pat Gray unleashed video. Glenn Beck reveals that FEMA tried to shut down a medical tent. Play it for me.
Truck arrived to set up the showers. There were some, you know, there were some paper pushers there. And they saw that some just volunteer special forces, guys who were just, you know, used to be in special forces, they set up a little medical tent. We had been flying in medicine like insulin and things. People need to have their insulin. We set that up, and these guys were running this medical tent. And the guys from FEMA come in, and this woman comes over, and she says, "What are you doing here?" And guy says, "We're providing medical care and clinic. We have insulin and things that people need. May I see your license?"
Oh my gosh,
we don't have a license. And she said, "Well, then you're not going to be doing this." And he said, "You're right. We're not going to be doing this because you're leaving and I'm getting back to work." And she looked at him like, "What the heck are you saying to me?" And he said, "We've been here for 7 days. You just arrived. So we're going to continue to provide life-saving medication, and you can go away." And she did.
Wow.
She did. I mean,
good.
Had to airlift this 85-year-old woman. Her story is just so tragic. She's out in the middle of the hills. I mean, it is spectacularly beautiful there and very tragic. And we're picking her up, and as we're putting her into the helicopter, she's saying, "That damn Biden, I mean, she is, where the hell is the federal government?"
There you go. So there's Glenn Beck on the ground. So let's get the timeline down just one last time. So they book all these hotels for all these federal employees, for DOD officials. Hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them, thousands of hotel rooms, hundreds of hotel rooms, 10 days ago. Not one of those federal employees has left the hotel yet. FEMA, because they're waiting for FEMA orders, allegedly, FEMA shows up at day 7. We're out on day 9 and is over there asking Glenn Beck's organization for a license. License for what? License for what? What kind of license do you need to hand out critical supply goods at a hurricane, basically a hurricane crime scene? What kind of licensure do you need? That's just somebody spewing out nonsense, having no clue what they're talking about. It's just like the idiots that always tell you, "I'm going to sue you. Sue me for what? Sue me for what?" I've had the idiots say this to me about 501c3s. "I'm coming after you because you espouse political views and you're in church." I say, Aaron always has to try to call me off because I go back and forth with him on Twitter. And Aaron's always, "Just drop it, just a grifter, whatever." And I go back and forth. Oh, I'm like, "Do it. Have you ever read 501c3, you stupid idiot?" Just like this. Where's your license for what? What name the license? If you had any clue what you were talking about, she or she would have named a specific license that they would have to hand out goods at a catastrophic site. I mean, imagine that. You go up there and they have to tell them, "Listen, you just arrived. We've been doing this at this tent for 7 days. You just got here and are now telling us that we need a license." And I love it. They told her to go away. You are at an absolutely cataclysmic site. The damage there, they're saying, is biblical proportions. And this woman or man, whatever, I think she said woman. Yeah. I'm just going to say woman.
Yeah.
Woman comes up and asks for a license. That's our federal government. That is where we are at right now. That is where we are at. All right, let's do this one. Greg Price video. Karine Jean-Pierre just said FEMA didn't use dollars to fund illegals. We've already proven that they used $1 billion to facilitate illegals into the country. Play it for me.
Former President Trump is accusing the Biden administration of using FEMA funding to support undocumented migrants. How is the White House responding to this?
I mean, it's just categorically false. It is not true. It is a false statement. And look, the fact of the matter is, I think Washington Post fact checker did a piece, and the headline recently, just moments ago, not too long ago, and the headline was, "No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants, but Trump did."
So she just then she says Trump did. I mean, it's literally like talking to a four-year-old. A lot of you are parents here in the chat. I'm looking at the chat here. Aaron's at the bottom. My Broken Heart, Fedora the Explorer, Aphrodites, Jeannie Malfeasy, Tim LT Bird, Perry Heather 120. Everybody, I'm looking at your rooted tree, all you guys. A lot of you are parents, and you know what it's like dealing with a 4 or 5 year old. They'll go, "Aaron did it." You're dealing with, I told you, these people, they're not smart. They're zealous about being a leftist, but other than that, they're not smart. It's like Adolf Hitler. He was not smart. People actually claim that he was smart. He wasn't smart. He was actually an idiot. If you listen to his generals, the war would have gone far worse for us than it did. Evil, but not smart. This is Karine Jean-Pierre. Trump did it. Trump did it. Okay, so everybody knows about 30 seconds from now, we'll be jumping off of CTN. It is not CTN shutting me off. They are not censoring me. Nothing. This is our allotted time. Then we're off. Once we hop off of CTN, switch over to Rumble. Rumble. Download the app, get on Rumble, and you'll see the rest of the show. I'm only going to go to like 10:05, so only like 7 minutes to go. So just switch over. You want to see the next 7 minutes. Love you guys on CTN. But do switch over to Rumble. You want to see the rest of it. So she says at the end, Trump did it. We didn't do it, but Trump did it. Really? You didn't do it. And again, she just simply says, Trump did it. How did Trump do it? Illustrate how Trump did it. Trump never used, you honestly think Donald Trump used FEMA funds to facilitate illegal migrants across the border? A man who's trying to spend $8 billion on a wall is going to take billions out of FEMA to facilitate the very migrants he's building a wall to keep out across the border? Oh, so let's fact check Karine, shall we? Here you go. This is from FEMA's own website. This is FEMA's website. Shelter and Services Program from FEMA. The Shelter and Services Program, SSP, the Shelter and Services Program, is administered by FEMA in partnership with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. What is FEMA doing? Federal Emergency Management Agency. Why are they in partnership with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol? Well, why are they in partnership with CBP? Why is that? Can anybody explain that to me? How exactly is federal emergency management linked with CBP? How is it a federal emergency for Americans that illegal migrants are being allowed in by the Biden administration? How is that an emergency when you are facilitating it? Emergency are things you can't control, like earthquakes and wildfires and hurricanes.
And heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Aaron. You're right. I'm not giving Alejandro Mayorkas proper due respect. And heat. Heat, you know, all of us die of heat.
It's a bit hot outside.
It says Herbert the pervert. And by the way, just so everybody knows, far more people die from the cold than the heat every year.
Yeah.
I mean, 30, 40 times more people die of cold than heat. The very thing they're trying to prevent, right? Is they're trying to prevent heat. Well, far more people die of cold. They're actually trying to make it colder. They're idiots. I mean, complete idiots. SSP provides, again, that's the Shelter and Services Program administered by FEMA, provides financial support to non-federal entities to provide humanitarian services to non-citizen migrants following their release from DHS. The intent is to support CBP and the safe, orderly, and humane release of non-citizen migrants from short-term holding facilities. Wait, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, just said FEMA did not use money to fund illegals. Their own website says that they did. And she just seamlessly says it. I can't remember her exact quote. She just said, that's just blatantly not true. She says it with that demonic conviction. These people are able, like, I can't lie like that. They can. All right, leading report tweet. Here's some fighting back from Nancy Mace. She's turned out to be quite the flamethrower. Started off as really limp-wristed on 1-6, but has gotten to be quite the flamethrower now. She's learned. She's learned after being vaccinated and vaccine injured. She's learned. Don't listen to the liars anymore. Rep Nancy Mace has introduced a bill to require FEMA to redirect all funds from illegal immigrants to disaster relief. I thought that Karine Jean-Pierre that said it didn't happen until we went to FEMA's own website and proved that it did. Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, I got 4 minutes left. I got to show you some stuff. I got to show you some stuff. Four minutes. We're just going to switch. Let's switch to the FBI. Hard right-hand turn. Yo, because I absolutely, Aaron's laughing. Aaron's mocking me right now. This is like one of my best friends and works for me, and he's mocking me right
four
now.
Minutes on the FBI. Come on. FBI, come
four
on.
Minutes.
Four
come
minutes.
On. How many people trust me? Say it in the chat.
40 minutes.
How many people in the chat? Go ahead and say, I believe in Tom.
I believe I can fly.
Do it in Herbert the Pervert, though.
I believe in Tom. I believe he can touch the sky.
Popsicle. But anyway. All right, here we go, FBI. So I just had to show you this. Josh Dunlap video. So we've already eviscerated DHS, eviscerated FEMA. So let's move to another national disaster, another of not national disaster as far as hurricanes, just another national more, not necessarily national disaster, and a national atrocity, which is, of course, the FBI, which only targets conservatives as the Gestapo for the Democratic Party and the globalists. Josh Dunlap video alert. Trump's financial director from Mississippi says the FBI is targeting Trump donors. Play for me.
I'm finance director for Donald Trump in Mississippi, so we raise money. I've talked to a number of very wealthy individuals that God has blessed that say, I can't give money to Donald Trump because the FBI would show up at my door.
Wow.
And I tell, think of what you just said. If you make a legitimate, honest campaign contribution to the Republican nominee for president, the FBI will come to your door. And they acknowledge that's a reality.
In the United States of America.
So in the red state of Mississippi, if you make a substantive contribution to the Trump campaign, the FBI is showing up at your door. I wonder if that's happening in red or blue states when you make a substantive contribution to the Cackles campaign. Absolutely not. And then Christopher Wray will testify in front of Congress and say that the FBI is politically unbiased and neutral. Really? Why aren't they showing up at Cackle's substantive campaign donors? Absolutely not. I had to show you this one, Gateway Pundit. This is from a few weeks ago, but I never got to it, so in case people didn't hear about it. Former FBI agent pleads guilty to theft after stealing from Jay Sixter during search warrant. So not only did they lock the poor guy up, this FBI agent steals from him while he's locking him up. He's probably still in the D.C. Metro Gulag as we speak. Here's the article from the Gateway Pundit. A former FBI agent pled guilty to theft after stealing from several Houston residents while executing search warrants. Wonderful agency. Wonderful FBI. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Former FBI agent Nicholas Anthony Williams, who worked as an FBI special agent in Houston since 2019, has been convicted of theft and providing false statements. One Houston resident who Williams stole from was Alexander Fan, who was previously sent to 1 year probation after climbing into the Capitol through a broken window. After Williams and several other agents executed a search warrant on Fan's residence, he filed a complaint that his silver and cash were missing. Weird, isn't it? All right, I got to show you one more thing. I already said 10:05. I'm going to do one more thing. I have to show you this. Wall Street silver tweet. Maybe I'll do one more thing after this. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, maybe one more thing after this one. Maybe.
Negative
I
one
saw,
minutes.
Where is that? Well, I saw somebody in the McGroin Nation hitting me up here on the, I'll see if I can find it. Where is it? Dadgummit. Oh, there it is. Roxanne McGroin won. McGroin Nation. I believe Tom likes to talk. That's not nice, Roxanne. But you are right. But it doesn't. You're right, but you're not nice. No, I love you. Appreciate you. Wall Street silver, and you're totally correct. I do like to talk. The fine print on Kamala's $25,000 for first-year homebuyers. Let's rejoice at that. She's going to give $25,000. If you're a first-time homebuyer, you're getting that. We're going to rejoice at that, yeah. Right? Even though we're $36 trillion in debt, she's just going to somehow print cash for you and put us, $37 trillion in debt so she can give $25,000 per each new home buyer, right? Aaron, did you get that when you bought your home? You bought a home the last couple of years.
I did in 2020, and I did not get $25,000, unfortunately.
Yeah, you built, you got nothing.
No, government, I got right? nothing. I
Why
got
is
nothing.
That? Is it because you're white?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Bearded?
White male Christian.
What, right, male know? Christian, you're out. Yeah. I mean, you're disgusting. Cis, you're a repulsive cis white male Christian.
Racist.
Married to a white woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, how disgusting. You two could never be on a commercial, and neither could OpenEye.
I know.
You have to be married to somebody else in some other race. But anyway, to now qualify to be on commercials.
Yeah.
The fine print on Kamala's $25,000 for first-time homebuyers basically excludes all Americans. That's the truth. This is, yeah, illegals only. The fine print on Harris's $25,000 first-time homebuyers. If your mother, father, brother, sister has ever owned a home, you're not eligible.
Okay.
So, that would be all of us. Didn't your mom and dad own a home? If your mother, father, or any relative ever owned a home, you don't qualify for the $25,000, which is meaningless anyway, because the average home cost in America, new home cost, is now over $400,000. It's not a brand new home. I'm just talking about somebody buying a different home than the one they're living in. The average new home cost is $411,000. So you need a minimum of $80,000 down to qualify for the loan. So what's $25,000? The same with the $750 she's given to people in Appalachia. Useless. Absolutely useless. All right. That's it. There we go. Keeping it short on a Friday night. Sort of close. Texas Billy, $50. Rumble Rants, thank you guys. Patriot Wolverine, $20. Mike Griffin, $20. Lots of people giving in the Rumble Rants. Thank you guys. Nitsu 99, $20. Jana Jones, $10. Tammy L. Margaret, again, she's on an endless streak. Always giving the Rumble Rant. Thank you, Tammy. $10. The one and only matriarch of the chat, Fedora the Explorer, $10. Swifty Shooter 96, $10. Appreciate you guys. Popped over 1,000 here at the end, 1,035 watching right now that I can see. Love each and every one of you. If you missed the podcast and you got in at the very end, just scoot it back and watch it all over again. It goes by in a hurry. Really pretty much an hour, 8 minutes long. That was it. Appreciate you guys. Stick around for the post game. Got a great video at the end of the post game. It's a short post game overall, but stick around for it. Love you guys. Oh, Foundation Church, join us on Sunday morning. I'll start preaching somewhere around 11:05. Aaron will start singing somewhere around 10:20. Aaron will start singing. So you see Aaron singing, leading our worship team. It's awesome. Listen, Trump is great. Conservatism is great. I'm a Trumpster. I'm a MAGA guy. I'm a conservative. But none of that will get you into heaven. You've got to have the blood of Jesus. You've got to have a church. I know most churches in America are COVID, caving, limp-wristed, lukewarm churches. I understand that. So now I just tell everybody, no matter where you live, make Foundation Church your home. You can join us every Sunday morning on Rumble. Are we still on YouTube?
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
They actually let us on YouTube still for some reason.
We have to delete it after.
We have to delete it right afterwards. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll ban us or put us another strike. Yeah. But join us this Sunday morning at Foundation Church, no matter where you live. No matter where you it's. Listen, I'll say anything. You never know what I'm going to say on Sunday morning. It's hellfire and brimstone. It's the promises of God. It's politics. I don't care. They can take away whatever they want to take. There's certain things they can't take away. God won't let them take away. They can take away all their government benefits is what I mean. They can take away my 501c3. They can cram it up their own caboose. I'll say whatever I want to say. We never closed for COVID, never social distance, never mitigated at all. This is the church for you, right where I'm sitting. Foundation Church, right here. 13,000 South Tamiami Trail, Northport, Florida. But join us this Sunday. We're trying to break 700. We got the 623 people last Sunday, or maybe a little higher than that. But somewhere in there, we're trying to break 700, watching live from all around the world. Be one of those people. It's an easy sit at your home, sit coffee, and maybe I'll offend you. It'll get your heart going. It'll get you all excited. Get some adrenaline pumping, right? First thing in the morning. Love you guys. Really do. 1,031 people still on. Stick around for the post game. It's really short. It's just one video after another, and it's great stuff. Love you guys. See you Sunday morning at Foundation Church, starting at around 10 o'clock in the morning, really 10:05. Aaron will pop on at around 10:15 to 10:20. Love you guys. See ya Sunday morning, or I'll see ya Monday night. God bless you. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you? That you need to receive it. Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.